Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I apologize for the song, but I had to play it. I'm here along with
Sam
and Sean
and
Falcor.
Special guest
Atreyu.
Atreyu?
Yeah, he's a kid in Never Ending Story.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The song you just played, Falcor is a flying dog?
Yep, I got it. And then on the.
No, it's Ryan. Hi, guys. How you doing?
And then on the hotline, we got.
Oh, hey.
Hey, it's hey.
It's John.
Yeah.
It's John. Well, anyway, that's the song from Never Ending Story, which...
If you didn't pick it up from the lyrics...
you should know.
Well, yeah.
You should know.
Anybody from
the
80s,
yeah,
that.
Any child basically from the 80s should know this.
Fun fact...
Hey, we're back, guys.
Yeah. But fun fact about Never Ending Story... It's the highest grossing German movie of all time.
Yes, it is. Ooh. You know what? Oh, God. What's it? You know that, like, midget guy who's in all the Tim Burton films?
Yeah.
He's in that. He's the guy who rides the snail. I watched it recently. That's why. Like, 4 months ago.
Do you know that movie was all 1980s nightmare?
Yes.
Nightmare fuel for kids when that poor horse in the quicksand?
Yeah.
I have, like, PTSD from that.
From the swamp of sadness.
It made me sad.
Yeah. Made every child sad.
That's why, Rifle, when you just said it was a German movie, I wasn't remotely surprised.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll be consumed by the quicksand, the swamp of sadness.
And it's going to be funny.
So we've all
Why is nobody laughing?
So we've all seen Never Ending Story.
Right. Well, yeah.
And somebody else
and
has.
And the sequel.
Somebody else has. I didn't watch the sequel.
I did.
Somebody else has. His name is Dustin. From Stranger Things. He apparently watched it over the summer.
Yes, he did.
And that will come into play later. So it's been a while. It's been, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
We survived the bachelor party and 4th of July.
Yeah.
To come back to Stranger Things and Spider-Man Far From Home, which is going to be our two major topics for today. It will be spoiler heavy, but we will do a non-spoiler review in the beginning. So that way you can just get the initial takes. And then we have the game, because we have a guest on.
Yay.
And this is the second time we're playing the game.
Yeah,
also
with
Ryan. With
yep.
Ryan. All right. And he's 1-0. He's 1-0. The Knights are 0-1 right now. So
yeah. Pick it up, guys. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for the assist on that one, Sam.
No problem. Hide your answers, Sam.
You still owe me for that.
Anyway, let's move into the Stranger Things. We're going to start off with Stranger Things, because 4 out of the 5 of us have seen it. Sam eventually will...
He won't.
Eventually will
he
watch
won't.
It.
I tried it,
I'm
and
sure
it wasn't for me.
40 years he'll watch it.
Yeah.
So we'll start off with Stranger Things. Season 3 dropped. 8 episodes long. Dropped July 3rd, I think, at night.
Yeah, midnight. So it was a July 4th release, because it was a lot of it was focused around that, like, July 4th, like, party they had going on,
yep.
too. So it was a July 4th release.
Yeah, so nice quick 8 episodes. They're all under an hour except for the last one. I think it's like 1:15. And the initial reactions, thoughts? Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
Way better than the second one. I love it.
Where would you rank the seasons?
1, 3, 2. I think 1 was the best just because it was so new, so different. Things like that always get points for me for originality. 2, I thought was too L heavy and so much with the powers, and it was like the rotten pumpkin patch, and I was just kind of like, don't lose me here. And then the third one was just, I absolutely loved it. I thought the Duffer brothers and whoever wrote and directed everything did a great job integrating the kids changing age into the story, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of what I loved about it was like, if we were 8 years old and that shit happened, A, we wouldn't have the balls to do any of that, period.
Yeah.
Right? No, I would not. But now you're like, I was like, I hope it doesn't lose its, like, it factor, like the you know, like Monster Squad or the Goonies when they're kids, but they're now getting older. They're in high school. Like, you know, some of them have girlfriends and, you know, boyfriends, and they're all I thought it was good. And it didn't disappoint me. The character development that they do is just, it's awesome. I mean, I think Hopper is like probably one of my favorite characters on TV.
Mm.
He's absolutely incredible. And Will wasn't annoying this time. It was fucking Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
It was all Mike.
Will had one temper tantrum, and I said, okay, that's it. Yeah. I mean, I gave him a little leeway because, like, they melted him in season two. You know, they burnt him. But, right. I mean, he was really just a whiny turd. But to tell you the truth, I think Steve, Robin, Dustin, the Scoop Troop.
Yes.
I think they stole the show.
Yes, easily.
Yeah. I would agree with you on that.
The chemistry there between Dustin and Steve, I think my favorite scene in all of Stranger Things was last season. When they were walking down the train tracks talking about the Farrah Fawcett hair.
Oh yeah.
Hairspray, you could see that there was like some chemistry between those two. And they have formed that like that comedy and real life relationship that definitely translates to
like
the screen.
A good big brother, little brother kind of relationship.
Definitely.
And I love the introduction of Robin.
Oh
too.
Yeah, she's great. Yes.
She did
new character.
Phenomenal. Which that's one thing that they've done so well over the past two seasons is bringing in a new character and doing a great job of introducing
Max
him.
Season
Max
two.
And Billy was season two.
Yeah, Billy is my favorite character in that show. I love that guy. I love that guy.
Like season two, it was like, this is a good villain. And then season three, they just took it up like seven notches. Yeah.
His introduction Max is growing on me too.
Right.
Yeah. It was kind of a little lukewarm on her. Now she's getting,
Billy's introduction was epic. All the moms are sitting there waiting for him, just comes out and he's just like, hey, Karen. Or hey, Mrs. Wheeler.
Nice bathing suit.
I'm formidable in the backstroke and the breaststroke. And this really great place off Motel 6. Really classy Billy.
Let's go John. John, initial reaction. Spoiler free still, but...
Still spoiler free?
Yeah, okay. Let's try and stay.
Listen, I thought it was a great bounce back from second season, which, like Ryan, I wasn't exactly feeling 100%. This season was good. I think the first one's still better, but listen, I think the kids just have like amazing chemistry, you know, like it just like really works well for what it is. I thought like very early on it was almost hitting you over the head with like the cutesy kind of 80s, like, hey, welcome back kind of shit. Like it was just a little much in the beginning, but like after like an episode or two, I just kind of slipped into the whole thing and just let it run.
It sucks you
and
in.
You know, I thought the weakest part for me was the Jonathan and Nancy stuff was just like...
Yes.
A waste.
Without a doubt.
The time.
Yeah. It was the slowest to get
what
started.
What I thought was interesting is like... Yeah. What I thought was interesting is like, you know, a lot of these Netflix shows, they talk about how it's like, oh, it's a 10-hour movie and whatever. And how, you know, it's like a 10-hour movie with 7 hours worth of stuff going on. This one legitimately was like an 8-hour movie, but there was plenty of stuff going on because there was like four different stories.
Right.
And it was like, you know, four individual things that could be a 2-hour movie on their own.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, I don't know, it's just really well done. And, you know, I wouldn't hate if, you know, season four is the last season of this show. And then I'd love to see what the Duffer Brothers do next.
I can agree with your sentiments there. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. So one reason why, or I like one thing comes out on why season two took such a dip, and it was that episode where Elle met her sister. It was the worst season, or it's not season, but worst episode of that season, and definitely brought that whole season down a lot because it was a wasted episode. There was no reason for that.
Well, yeah, but there was 9, and now there's 8. Like, I mean, they did add an episode, but I know it's...
No, yeah, but, like, yeah, it threw everything off, because it was just kind of, like, an episode that really didn't even, like, give character development to Elle in any way. It was just like, hey, you have a sister, let's waste an hour following that. So,
quick thing, Sean.
Yeah.
Season 2 ratings on IMDb, 8.4 by episode, 8.4, 8.5, 8.7, 8.7, 8.9, 9.2. 6.1, 9.3, 9.4.
I wonder what that 6 one was.
The Lost Sister.
Yeah. So, like, that being said, this season didn't have that kind of episode. Thank God. It didn't have that bad episode. Like, it just, everything started building up from the beginning. It wouldn't, like, honestly, this is really close to season one for me on rankings because, like John said, that the worst story that was told in the beginning was Nancy and was Jonathan. Like that, it just got so. It took so long to get into.
In season one or this?
In this season, yeah. Where them working for the paper and stuff like that, and it wasn't until what like four episodes in when it finally started getting interesting.
Yeah, but even then, it wasn't. They didn't spend a lot of time on it. They spent more time on everything else,
right?
Yeah.
Which was nice. So I think the balance was really well, and how everything came together was just phenomenal. I loved it.
Plus, like it's weird too with Jonathan and Nancy because it's like. One, I don't really understand, like, how they work as a couple. Like, they seem to be, like, as if they were already together for, like, 20 years.
Mm. Well, they put it, the shared trauma. Like, that's how they word it at the end.
I guess. But, I don't know. It also, like, I don't know. I also, like, don't... Like, Jonathan literally, like, did nothing this season, which, you know, not the end of the world by any means. But, like, I don't know. It's like, Nancy, I don't really understand, like... what her deal is. Like, oh, she tries hard. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
She was trying to solve the mystery of the missing condiment. Jake Busey was hilarious.
Yeah, he was... That was such a random, like, character, too. Like,
big teeth, smile. I'm like, oh, Jake Busey.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Jake Busey's in this season, and he's gone. Okay.
You knew the character he was going to play the second you saw him.
Well, it's Jake Busey.
It's just... Well, no, I know, I agree. That's what I mean, though. It's just
you don't cast the Buseys for anything but that character.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, here's the thing: I still found it interesting that someone with the last name of Busey was cast as someone who works for a newspaper. Like, I just thought that was incredible. It was also kind of like the dickish kind of way the like newspaper editorial team was to Nancy.
Oh yeah,
like, God, hilarious.
It was like. So over the top, and then it was like funny because it was just like so fucking stupid. Like it was, I don't know. Like there's some parts of this like early on. I don't know if I just said like fuck it, I don't care anymore, or it just got less heavy-handed. But man, those first couple episodes they're a little tough, man.
With at least with like them, yeah. I would say like the first episode was it dragged and was kind of like over the top and kind of boring.
That's the lowest rated one on IMDb.
8.2.
Yeah.
And then episode 2 was 8.3. Then you get 8.7, 9.2, 8.9, 9, 9.1, and then 9.5.
Yeah. So like.
First two were the lowest.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's understandable.
It's a reentry.
It's, you know, you're trying to get used to the characters again and like figure out, okay, now we're, you know, what, 7, 8 months later?
It's July of 1985.
Yeah. So be a year. No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's 8 or 9 months.
Did they say 85?
Well, they showed in the beginning, because Chris and I had talked before. Yeah. It was June 28th, the first scene where the Russians are doing the laser into the
1984?
Thing. It was 1984. Yeah. And then believe it was like 8 or 9 months or a year later.
It said one year later.
So put July you right 4th. To July 4th party, 1984.
Right. All right.
And the previous one was, one was like fall of like 84. So it was like, you know.
I didn't know if they ever like put an actual date on it. Because I know like they're a little fuzzy on their 80s, like when things came out. In the 80s.
There was a question that I had for you guys with certain things.
Okay.
Well, we can get into that.
Yeah, continuity things?
Yeah.
Can we get into spoilers and shit now?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
We can. So why don't we do... Yeah, let's start, full spoilers. So
monster was
wanna,
amazing.
If you want to... Oh, yeah. The monsters in this were fantastic. God. So
it was terrifying. This is for
the whole season.
Let's do...
Did we say that we were talking the whole season?
Yeah, we're talking
season. We're talking the whole season. But it's going to be spoilers starting now.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but going further on the monsters... Holy shit. I didn't think they could improve from season one.
Right.
But they definitely did.
Yeah.
And the thing was, it wasn't overboard CGI.
No.
It wasn't overboard. It was perfect.
It was terrifying.
That hospital scene had the perfect, whatever setup it was perfect. And then the introduction of the monster and what you saw
and the
reaction
from
Nancy
and
Jonathan.
The first time you see the rats and they're all running into the steel mill and they're all just collapsing.
Felt like they pulled... These guys pull a lot of themes from other movies.
Well, yeah,
like
they're heavily influenced from other movies.
Yeah, but
like that was the blob.
All that other stuff, like the
like
blob.
Like almost to a fault.
Jaws, you don't see. And the best part about Jaws, you don't see it until the end, you know?
And then we had the Russian enforcer who was literally Arnold Schwarzenegger from
Terminator. 100% Arnold 100%. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Also, Sam might be able to answer a question.
But I'm here too.
When we were, when the U.S. referred to the Soviet Union in the 80s, they didn't call them commies. Well, they probably called them commies. Did they ever call them Russians?
Yeah, all the time.
It was probably common, yeah, but it wasn't...
Like, shorthand, yeah.
Okay,
but like,
all right.
Officially just... not... Like, no, they would refer to them as the Soviet Union or the USSR.
I just didn't... Because movies in that time period, it's like they called them commies, but then they... Soviets and...
Yeah.
They called them all Russians in the movies, which I think is just for simplicity, but...
Right, right.
But I don't know if it bothered me, but I'm like... I realized but that at the end of the episode, I'm like... I went through this whole thing, and they were calling them Russians, yeah. And I should have said...
But remember, right, well, none of them are military. So why would they call them commies?
Agreed.
They're just average people.
I think in the McCarthy hearings, they called them commies during that time.
Yeah.
But I could be mistaken. Anyway, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, a little side thing.
That was weird, but okay.
Can I say one thing on the monsters?
I forgot to write down my notes.
Just the evil presence in general?
Yeah.
One of my hang-ups with the second season is that... just the whole, like, mythology behind, like, the Upside Down or whatever. Like, I had no idea, like, what was actually going on, you know? And it wasn't like it was super clear in the first season, but, like, it seemed to be, like, you know, understandable enough.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not even like this season was all that clear either, but the fact that they, like, twisted it and went from, like, aliens last in the second season to, like, you know... Like, by inhabiting all these other bodies.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was a really good idea. To, like, just change it just enough to make it, like, still kind of fresh, even though they're still battling the same thing.
Right.
Like, there's a part of me that, like, almost wishes this show was, like, they had a completely new... Like, it's like Hawkins is just, like, literally the Twilight Zone, and there's just a new thing, like, every season. But, you know, that will never happen at this point, but... Yeah, I mean, it would be, I thought it was a good call, you know,
yeah.
Especially with, like, you know, having Billy be, like, the head, the sort of, you know,
yeah,
biggest, like, representative of the whole thing.
Which goes back to my, you know, Billy was introduced as a villain last season to, like, Steve, and now they up the notch where he's literally the villain of the whole show, but at the same time, he still has his humanity. Like when Elle like looks at his past and like figures out why is he the way he is. This is a normal troubled child because he's what 18 now, so he's still kind of a child. But like,
did he have his humanity? It was I felt like it was covered up
by his stepfather.
Yeah, it was.
I felt like it was covered up, and then she kind of like opened the door in the end.
Well yeah. Well, like when she went back like to look at the source of the evil or whatever. That's when you really understood, like, who he was. Or even when he was in the sauna and he was, like, crying, like, I didn't mean to do it, it wasn't me kind of thing to Max. Which, yeah, it was kind of a cover for, was it the Mind Flayer? But, like, it gave him some kind of humanity at that point. Where you kind of actually felt for the character until he snapped again.
I did like the fact that he could see Elle when she did that, like, mind jump thing that she does with the static. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and they didn't, you know, they at the end, obviously, they take away her powers, but, like, it didn't
I love that.
Yeah.
No, that was a great twist. We can talk about that. But, like, it did seem like she was, like, overpowering the whole time. Like, it wasn't like she was, like, Superman, even though, like, she does have the power to kind of do whatever.
Right. Sort of. There were some parts where she was, I was like, all right, well, clearly she's more overpowered than anything
else. Like in the cabin where she like rips the thing in half.
There's that, but then she's like stops the monster in the hospital from doing whatever to Nancy, and then like throws him back and forth and yada yada yada. I'm like, all right, well then the thing is
the mind flare is very weak at that point because it's only two people.
And wasn't it in her? A piece of it was in her, and is that what sucked her power? Is that what we're led to believe sucked her powers out?
I guess.
It's implied.
Yeah,
the connective pieces are a little lacking.
I feel like season four will go into that a little bit better.
Because she had it in Hopper's cabin, right? And ripped it apart, right? And then one of like the talon things bit her leg.
Yep.
That was
and then
in the cabin, or was
that
it?
Was in yeah, the that cabin. Was in the cabin.
Yep. And then Jonathan tried to do surgery on her, and then she like couldn't. She got it out, and then once she got the thing out of her, it was like she had nothing left.
Yeah, she was done.
Yeah, she couldn't even crush the, which I thought was an awesome thing to go back to when she was crushing the Coke can.
Yeah.
She had nothing, and it was cool how, like, you know, as Lucas is supposed to be going to get a bowl and they can't find the bowl, like any husband in a store, we can't find anything. He finds fireworks, and then they just start throwing fireworks at the monster. I thought that was a pretty cool scene.
Yeah, the whole mall scene was
the fact awesome. That the kids could get involved in the fight is
yeah. It wasn't just like wait for L to do it, because they said it like yeah, we'll kick its ass. You mean L will kick its ass?
Yeah,
they even said it in the show.
Yeah,
and then they all kind of get involved, and I love the not transition, but I love the just development of Nancy's character. I'm falling more and more in love with her. It just as a whole. Because I think she was great in this.
Did you pick up they called them the Griswold family?
Yes.
Was it the wagon?
Yes.
Yeah, the shaggin' wagon.
Scoop troops, and then the just bald eagle over.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
The little call signs.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was great.
Bald eagle, scoop troop, and what was the
bald eagle was the crazy guy.
Yeah, what was the Nancy and
they were the Griswolds.
The Griswold?
Yeah, because they drove the wagon.
I could have done a little without some of the interrogation of Smirnoff with the crazy, bald eagle guy. I forget his name.
Yeah,
That took a little long for me. But Hopper was just hysterical. I loved it. Yeah, like, he was great. Well, I'll take your best one of the Chianti and the or like, Chianti or whatever he called
Chianti,
it.
Chianti. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, "Sir, you can't leave with that. I'm a fucking chief of police. Do whatever I want."
Which we can go into further how, like, he's not really the best chief of police ever.
No. Oh, well, no.
By far.
He definitely has he's battling his own demons.
But I did like that dynamic. It wasn't really like a will they, won't they. It was just
him and Joyce.
Eventually they'll get there.
Sexual tension was there.
Yeah.
Joyce is, like, she's definitely the strongest character in this entire show. Because season one, she loses her son and stays with it the entire time. Season two, she basically loses her son and her love interest and stays with it the whole
Rudy
time.
Died.
Yeah, that's Bob. At the end. I mean, stays with it the whole time.
I like how they brought it back when they went back into the place you saw him die again.
Yeah. And cool. Even when, like, she had the flashback watching Cheers and she was like, they were laughing on the couch together. And, like, it really hits home that, like, she lost somebody really close to her.
And she was drinking Chianti. She poured a bottle of Chianti, a glass of Chianti, as he was at Enzo, the restaurant, drinking.
But, and then even this season,
I love the TV dinner, though. The TV dinner with the foldable chair.
Oh, yeah.
And the peas.
But, like, she is the definitely, massive clicker. She's definitely the strongest character in the show because of what she has gone through, and she's stayed with it the whole time. Right. And, I mean, I don't blame her for leaving Hawkins. I don't blame her at all. She's got nothing left in that town.
No, I can agree with you on that one.
So I have a question. All this happens, right? Because they have the government or whatever. Yeah, I forget I know the first season, but was it, like, government or was it, like, whatever? It's like
the agency.
Okay, so the agency can build this fucking place.
Yeah.
So they got dough.
Oh, yeah.
These kids find this place. The chief finds this place, blah, blah, blah. And Hopper lives in that shithole. They don't get, like, a payoff to shut up. And then it happens again.
I think he lives in the shithole.
Well, that was to hide L.
Yeah, well, that's why he's still there.
There's been no, like, monetary money given, monetary gains to Will's mom, who they basically, like,
killed. Well, Will's mom doesn't. Yeah, well, yeah, right. Will's mom should know.
He's right, though. There's no.
And but, Hopper knows.
The rest of the kids shouldn't get anything because, like, the parents don't know. And get money, it's like.
Like, Mike's parents would have, because didn't they go to his house looking for L? And he was like, it's the Russians. Like, they went to the house. He thought it was like.
This, oh, yeah.
They went in season one, but, like, there's no, like, payoff to the parents to, like, shut up. And I was like, I just thought that clicked, and I was like, that's a little weird. Like,
yeah.
And then the lab is just still there.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm
nitpicking a show, but it's like
supposedly shut down. Right. So.
Right.
I thought the Russians, the whole Russia thing, was a good twist.
Yeah. I hate Lucas's sister.
Was it Erica?
Yeah, we wanted Erica.
Erica. Yeah, you can't spell America without Erica. Right. Yeah.
Which was good.
Yeah.
And then I love Dustin's face, like. You can tell him spelling it in his head, and he's like, oh, yeah, you can do it.
I do like the realization that she has that she's a nerd.
Yeah, I loved it when they're doing the math in the ventilation system, and she's doing all these calculations. He's like, you just did that all in your head.
You're a nerd.
Let's summarize the last season of Little Pony.
My Little Pony. Yeah, yeah. It goes through it. She's like, but how do you know? Because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, right. I do like it at the end, though, how they kind of
said, we'll play with your set when we come back.
Yeah.
Right.
So that he has no use for it because he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to join a new group, a clan or whatever it is. Party.
Yeah, for D&D talk. We gotta get down to that level here.
Oh boy.
So my biggest problem with this is the reason. Well, do we want to say the end?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're already. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Hopper unfortunately dies.
Yes.
As of now, maybe. Because right? there's a post credit scene. There's an American.
Yep.
Okay. Why does Hopper die?
Were you texting me about this theory? Okay, yeah. After thinking about it,
how does he die?
Well, what causes him to die? It's because they didn't turn the key in time because Arnold Schwarzenegger came.
Like a Dr. Manhattan.
Thing. Oh, yeah. Because of the Never Ending Story song.
Yep. Susie is the reason that Hopper dies and Billy dies. If she didn't make him sing the goddamn song and gave him the code, they would have gotten there. So Susie needs to go.
The Russian would have been at the other end of the tunnel.
Yep.
He wouldn't have had to fight and get caught in the room.
The Demogorgon thing would have just, Mind Flayer would have just shut down, and then, well, who knows if Billy would have gone back to normal, but Billy wouldn't have got impaled.
Yep. Multiple times.
So, Susie, making Dusty Poo sing the goddamn song, ruined the show.
But you never actually see Hopper die.
No. So the other thing, you know who you don't see at the end either? Is Bald Eagle.
No, he survives because he gets Joyce out.
He gets Joyce out, but do you see him at the end?
No.
So could it be Hopper or could it be him?
I'm thinking it's the Bald Eagle guy.
Right.
No. The other thing is maybe it's Papa from season one because he's still alive.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a great one because I think they might have written off Hopper because maybe he was hoping that Hellboy.
Which I have to say, he got an amazing shape for Hellboy. Still very flabby for this show.
Dad bod. Yeah.
Still have
that rocking the Miami Vice. Yeah.
That very, very strong in the first few episodes that he was still out of shape.
How do we feel about the Hopper being gone? Is that okay? Do we
want him back?
Do we believe that he's dead?
I think he is.
No one's truly dead.
I think it falls onto you whether or not you believe.
But do you think he's actually dead though?
I do.
Me too. But I'm okay with him being gone.
I don't want him gone, but I get it, and I think it's okay because I'm not gonna lie, dude. That was a little tear jerking fucking monologue. That was a little tough. Him going needed to happen for L to grow.
Yeah.
So he can't always rely on Hopper being there, and now she's with the buyers. Moving away. But to answer you, John, I think he's dead, but I would prefer him not. But I understand that it kind of needed to happen. I would love it. I don't think he can come back. I think if he comes back, you're just really.
One of the theories about where he went though is into the Upside Down.
That's what I was thinking.
He got blasted in there, so he jumped
into it because that was the only way to go.
So he's gonna be with fucking what's her face?
Barb's dead.
Barb. Yeah.
Well, she's dead. So
that's right. They answered that in the in season two.
No, in season one, she sees Barb dead with the slug coming out of her.
Wow.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't even remember.
What do you think, John? Do you think he's dead? Or are you up happy he's gone? If he is, or?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, like you, I would much prefer he not be dead. I think he's the best part of the show. Maybe. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was kind of weird this season was we'd be super serious and then go to a Hopper scene and it'd be slapstick comedy and I'd find it funny, but it was just going from one to the other. It was just very weird. But right. I don't think he's dead. I think this is Jon Snow all over again. There's no way.
I mean, you never see him die. I mean, I feel if we saw, obviously, if he was dead, we would have seen him die. But there's that shot of the thing going off before it kills all the Russians, and where he's standing is vacant. There's no one standing.
There's no puddle of.
Yeah. Well, not like well, there's that was like, as there was like it a, started going.
Yeah,
off,
there was like a barrier of electricity between the front and the back sections of the room.
But I think that monologue note that he read, which I think he did a great job reading, that was perfect cadence, perfect emotional inflection. That's a perfect way to go out. You know what I mean? It's just
and the last line of that, where he's like, "Keep the door 3 inches open."
Right.
Yeah.
That was just so great.
Do you think keep the door 3 inches open means that he's in the Upside Down?
Yeah,
keep that door open.
Maybe.
So to speak.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But how would he know?
It's just foreshadowing, kind of thing.
He can't be locked away and be in the Upside Down. Well, right. I mean, I guess technically he could, but probably wouldn't be the case. Right.
And okay, Mike really annoyed me a lot throughout the season.
Yeah.
He took over as the most annoying for me.
Yes.
But
it's a mantle that eventually somebody's
going to be really annoying. But he had the balls to look, and then Hopper just like, "Your grandma's sick. You gotta go." Like, he got pissed, and then you could see him come back around, watching Hopper try and like take on that paternal, emotional thing was just like it was so not him. And dude, if I have a kid and I have to have that dialogue, I'm going to pace around my room like he did to keep our emotions and our feelings. I thought it was humanized. I mean, he's already been human. It was cool.
But yeah, no, well, it's nice.
He's coming from my family's entirely gone to I'm now a dad of a teenager. So
dude, and that mayor, I thought he was going to beat the bag out of that mayor when he was like, "Don't give me that my daughter's dead crap anymore." I was like, "Oh, you're done."
Yeah.
I'm like, "You're done."
Which, so weird who that was.
Yep.
So weird.
Because, like, I knew he was a part of the cast. Did you find, like, he wasn't, didn't seem like he was in it that much for, like, I mean, Cary Hughes isn't, like, A-list guy, but like he is name. Like a named guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, same with Jake Busey, though. Like, I would...
No. Shut the fuck up. No.
Okay.
He's not a
big... Not at all. Are you shitting me?
Well, okay. So, I mean, the thing is, Jake Busey's
no.
in a...
Jake Busey, no. That's...
Okay.
Wait, are you trying to make a connection that he's an A-lister?
No. Cary Hughes is not a...
No. Busey.
No, I'm not saying he's an A-lister.
Okay.
At all.
Busey's but, like... List easily.
He was in Starship Troopers. He was Ace.
Yeah, he was in Starship Troopers. Yes, he was in Identity.
Ace Levy.
He's in a lot of things, but he's like the 12th guy in everything.
I mean, Carrie's got The Princess Bride, and let's just leave it at just one. Let's just say The Princess Bride. And Saw. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
So, like, but like other than that. Like,
that's the Robin Hood that he was in. Okay.
But those are like iconic. But those are iconic roles.
From like 30 years ago, though.
Doesn't matter.
That's still, the thing. Like,
it doesn't matter. But
I say as you wish, you know that's Wesley. You know, and then he rolls down the hill. And does anybody here watch Homeland?
No.
Yes.
Okay. No. Did you know that Saul is actually Inigo Montoya?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I looked that up and I was like, oh, my God, that I had no idea. Made that connection like last week.
Oh boy.
So there was that. Well, that.
Stranger Things.
I mean, he looks nothing like him now. It is funny. Like
he doesn't sound like him. He doesn't look like him. Nope. It's so weird. That's why
he doesn't have six fingers.
He was so.
No. He's not looking for a man with six fingers.
No.
To recap, I really did enjoy it. They did a really good job. The continuity thing.
Oh yeah. My bigger question is, the movie.
What movie?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
It released August 5th, 1985.
This was takes it 85?
Yep. Oh, this movie takes place July 4th, 1985.
All right. So, 2 months
off.
Oh,
that's right. He's the bad guy in Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Yep. Yeah, he's in the black SUVs.
There's a bad guy in Twister.
There is. That's not the Twister.
If there is ever a movie to make me want to be a meteorologist. Came out when we were kids, dude.
Dante's Peak. Ooh, that stupid grandmother that jumped in the lava water for no goddamn reason to sacrifice the dumbest death ever.
I know, right? Sorry, I want to be involved. So.
That's all right, Sam. We got a few minutes on this.
But I thought, so Brendan, my brother, actually pointed out, he goes, "Hey, when did Back to the Future come out?" I'm like, '84. And he's like, "You sure?" And I looked, it's August 5th, 1985.
So it's a month.
So it's a month difference.
Maybe it was a special screening.
I don't know. I can't really judge. I did. Oh, and speaking of the movies, I love the scene where they were tripping out and in the bathroom, and then Steve spills his guts and basically is like, "Hey, like, I'm sorry, I was a dick, but I'm vibing you." And she's just like, "Oh, here we go. Another character's gay."
Yeah. This isn't the CW. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, it kind of was okay for this.
Because, no, I'm fine with it. It's just,
because like for Robin,
I felt bad for Steve.
Oh God, I felt so bad because
he finally broke that like Brad Chad douchebag. In mentality, and then she's like, "I wanted her to notice me, not you." And he's just like, "Oh,
yeah." The whole time, Dustin's like, "Robin's the perfect girl for you. You need to ask her out." And he's finally like, "Fine, I'm gonna do it." And like, "Oh no, she's gay."
I kind of hope she comes around and like is a switch hitter because I want to see how that would work. I think it would be fun.
They are gonna work with that creepy autistic kid at the video store.
Right? Oh, from Wasn't he in the first season from was it American Vandal? He was one of the friends.
Right. And he's also the awkward kid that led into the back room of the arcade to explain everything for a bag of Cheetos. Yeah, but you hit something there, Sean. Is they do introduce characters, and they do a real good job like focusing on them, but not drowning you. Like, I don't like Erica. I think she's annoying.
Yeah,
and I just didn't like her. But like, they did a really good job with her, and she's supposed to be the annoying little sister,
right?
And she nailed it.
She's an annoying know-it-all,
right?
But like, and it's weird too how Robin is Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
and Uma Thurman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's like 23, so it's good. You could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
Max is hot.
She's 23. I just looked at the ages.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're all the kids are...
Max is 17.
Max is 17.
And no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Max really? And the boyfriend. What's it? Lucas is 17.
Dude,
and
then he got 16.
L is 15 or 16.
He got 16. Big, Lucas. His shoulders, like he looked like he like doubled in size up top. And that's where I was wondering, like they're hitting like the high puberty where you really start to change. Yeah. So I'm like, is one of these kids going to be like 6'2", 260, like just ripped and like,
you know, Will, like, I thought we were going to play Dungeons and
Will,
Dragons
Will
forever.
Is 14. According to Wikipedia,
he's also the worst actor. No offense to him.
Agree. No, I'm
like not saying like he took away. They definitely gave him the least amount of lines because he just no.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought he had an interesting plot that just or not plot, but like what he was
power,
like the point of him essentially.
Right, he had a spidey sense.
Yeah. You know, hey, well, no, yeah, I mean,
Tingle,
not even that.
Peter Tingle.
Like, you know, yeah, hey, all you guys are growing up, and
right.
I'm still like...
Yeah, right, so, right. And yeah. Mike kind of says it.
My wizard costume.
Right, Mike's like, it's not my fault you don't like girls.
Yeah.
Like, he flat out says it to him.
Yeah.
And then he throws a temper tantrum and destroys his Castle Byers.
Which, I mean, for Will, I understand, because while everybody else was growing up, he was dealing with the upside down and being possessed.
They called him Zombie Boy at school. They picked on him last year and all that stuff. So, I mean,
so,
he's,
like, he's
developmentally
stunted.
Delayed.
Yeah. So, I mean... You gotta feel bad for the kid, but it was nice moving the setting from October to July though, for this season. I liked how they changed the setting. It gives you a better idea of the clothing and like everything that people do.
Scoops Ahoy! Yes. They're beating the bag out of him. Where do you work?
I work for Scoops Ahoy. I scoop ice cream.
I love the mall though.
Yeah, the mall
with
the
80s
Starport.
Mall.
Yeah,
80s mall with all like
Sam
the lights
Goody
and stuff at
there.
The ceiling.
I liked Elle picking out her own shit. She looked really cool. I mean, it
at the Gap. 80s. It also made me question where they all got money for that.
I wondered the same damn thing because they didn't get any from the agency,
right? It's just.
I thought they were.
Does she get an allowance?
It.
I mean, he,
I
she's
she
not allowed outside the house.
Yeah.
She's not allowed outside the house, so
especially
she
around
get an
people.
So.
And then it's like Will's looking in the or Mike's looking in the jewelry store to buy her something. He has $3. He's in a jewelry store. Teddy bear's
like,
$350.
It's like that moment was the most relatable moment to everyone. It's like I want this. I have $3.50.
I dump your ass.
I dump your ass.
I think she.
I'm still like a little disappointed though that like Billy and Mike's mom didn't bang.
Yeah,
she looked hot when she was leaving the house, like a hot 80s
mom.
Kind of like that Peg Bundy kind of like MILF thing. And then I love when he's driving like, hey, Karen.
Yeah.
Is it okay? I call you Karen. Then
we finally got to see the dad awake and actually interacting with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a puss. He doesn't want to go on the Ferris wheel.
Afraid. But the thing is, he may be scared, but he did it anyway for his family.
And the sad thing is, she was going to go bang the really hot, you know, hairband looking guy. And then she walks downstairs and sees a guy with glasses just and says, that's what I want to have sex with.
Well, I think it was
the kid sleeping on him. It's her looking at her family and being
his greatest scene was when season one, Dustin goes there. Hi, is Mike home? No, I don't know. Is Nancy home? Nope. God, you're fucking useless. And the dad just language.
Oh man,
it's an intriguing show. It sucks me in, and I mean, I have a problem where I watch something and I want to binge it. But I mean, this was just like I wanted to. I I told you guys before, I didn't want to lose. I knew something crazy happened at the end,
yeah.
but I didn't want to have that ruined for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't really care about like endgame spoilers. Like, I think I said to you, I'm like, I'm okay if I know what happens. I knew one was going to die, right?
Right.
But I had no idea what was happening at the end of that. And when it happened, I was like, I remember holding my remote and just dropping the remote in my lap being like, fuck. Like, it was one, like, a character that I was really, like, not connected, but, like, liked. Mm. I really liked, and I haven't had a show that does that, because I'm not a Game of Thrones person, so I don't have any characters right. that... The last one was maybe Boardwalk Empire when they killed Jimmy, and once he died in the first season, I was like, done with the show.
Yeah.
Jimmy sucks.
John, say that.
This is...
His stupid kid ruins it at the end.
I think...
Yeah, oh, man. We're going to do the... like fourth season of Boardwalk Empire pod someday.
All right, we'll do it. I think that's going to be just a you and me thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think
those Nucky flashbacks are so dumb, stupid. Man.
Back to Stranger Things. Getting back on that. I want to say this is the... It's been a while since we've all agreed on an extremely bingeable show. And I think this is it.
Would only you have binged Chernobyl if it dropped? If it dropped Netflix style,
I could probably pause
Sim,
it.
You
wait
did
a break.
That, didn't you? Didn't you binge watch Chernobyl?
No, he watched it week by week with us.
No, but didn't you re-binge?
Yeah, I recently watched up to episode 4, and I haven't been able to push myself to watch that.
That's a dog heavy one. Show to binge.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could redo. Binge it. But I'm just saying, because we all agreed on that being like a dynamite show.
Right? Yeah, but I think. Yeah, I guess just platforms. Platforms right. is the only difference. But I think we already proved it. We've all finished this within, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were all done.
No
it
real
came
pause.
Out Thursday. We were all done by Sunday.
I mean, I got a kid, and I was going to bed at 2:30 in the morning
yeah.
on a weekday.
I that was done by 4 that afternoon.
Well, yeah, it's just you can't.
I said, fuck it, I'm doing it. I just did it.
I'll tell you, like, I think I watched, like, the first 2 or 3 episodes, like, scattered over like 2 or 3 days, and then just like knocked the rest out Sunday. Like, as much as I was like a little like held up early on the season, like once you just slip into it, like it's an incredibly easy show to binge.
Yep.
I was so mad. There were so many times I was like, it was like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, Amy, one more episode? She's like, yeah, one more. So I sit there, I watch the intro, and then the end, like the music starts with the intro. I'm like, okay, I'm going to skip through this so quick. I'm like, is that okay, Amy?
Out.
She's asleep. Stop. I'm not going to continue with
that. How many domestic fights did this cause by like one spouse or one, you know, person in the relationship?
There should be
asleep?
Like a Netflix divorce rate correlation.
I know one. We went to Hooters last night with a couple after hockey, and we were talking, my buddy Craig, and I was like, oh, you're done? He's like, I got one left. And she's like, quiet. And I'm like, Casey? And she's like, I watched it when you went to bed. And he like literally slams his hand and goes, you fucking kidding me?
The wing slips out of his fingers.
Yeah, he was, you know, he's drinking a big Bud Light, and it's just like he was so pissed, he was so mad. But you are right. Like how many people get? I mean, I did it to Rachel, but not to the show. It's to an old show called Strike Back. And
she, you binge that show?
Oh yeah, dude, I love that show. Oh god, it was awesome.
Amy does it to me all the time.
And it's just like because Rachel can't binge. Like she couldn't sit there like I did and powwow 8. Stranger Things. Like, even if it was something she liked, she couldn't do 8 in a row.
Amy can.
I could park my ass on... I did. I parked my ass on the couch on Saturday and Sunday and did not move.
Yeah.
I can do that. She cannot do that. So, when I have a show that I want to watch, if she's not doing it, I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
But I would never do it to something like this, to Stranger Things. If she was into it, I couldn't do it. Because there's only 8 in 18 months. There's like an episode every 2 months when you break it down.
Yeah. And one a day is... It's still doable. You're not going to miss much. You're not going to forget a lot. And it's strange. Christina actually bugged me to watch. I was the one pushing to go to bed. So I was the one.
And I think that's what's cool is, you know, you hear this thing, you hear Stranger Things, and, like, you read the summary, and I feel like there would be a lot of, like, I think generic statement, but guys are usually more into sci-fi. Yeah. I would find there's a high quantity of sci-fi fans are men.
It's probably, like 66 to 33%.
So,
like,
I mean, it's...
Two-thirds to one-third.
Right, because we're nerds, and we'll admit it. Yeah. But I know a lot of women that love this show, and that's kind of crazy that they've been able to get something that's nerdy, which it is, and bring in a huge demographic. Like, they don't have a target. If you have two legs and eyes and ears, that's their demographic, and they grow.
It is
in.
Nice that it's a heroine, not a hero,
right?
And that definitely pulls a lot of the female population in.
Well, now they're starting to level the playing field a little bit between all the cast.
Right. Well, right. I mean, Elle is still the heroine, though.
Well,
she's the main focus.
At the end, when they take her
well,
powers,
she doesn't have powers, but she's still the one connected to the Demogorgon and the Mind Flayer.
And is there anybody who thinks she's not going to get them back?
Oh, she's getting them back. Oh,
yeah, right.
She has to. And, but it did kind of, it was kind of weird that she couldn't. So when they're moving out, I thought she was going to move that teddy bear, and something weird was going to be behind it that was going to allude to season 4.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, something from the Upside Down or a map or something there was going to allude to it, but she couldn't even move a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, according to the Duffer Brothers themselves, season 4 is going to be out of Hawkins.
Oh, it is?
So it's going to probably not all of it take place out of the town, but...
Well, because it was on, like, Dateline. You know, at the end, it's like the murder town or whatever it was.
Yeah, which makes you think, again, to the point, like, he's not the best cop in the world.
No. And
there's 30 people dead.
Yeah, how many of those people were just going to breeze over the fact that the editor of the paper's dead, his daughter's dead, his wife's dead, all the, like, Mrs. Driscoll, you know, like, everybody just, like, turned into a blob.
I love that old lady.
Well, she was funny.
I love that old lady.
Yeah. She was awesome till she turned.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, because she was, like, your typical, like, badass old lady who lives alone.
I thought she was going to explode in the hospital room with Nancy.
Did too.
I was like, oh, yeah, here we go.
I was like, oh, God. I'm like, Nancy, why aren't
afraid.
You calling anyone?
I was afraid. I like Nancy. I didn't want her to see her go. But I'm like, you got to get out of there, man.
Run.
She should get back with Steve.
Steve is such a weird character because he started off as an asshole, and now he's one of the most likable characters on the show.
Yep.
He's becoming more fun. Mm.
He's less Brad and Chad. He was a yuppie. He still drives like a Beamer or that, but he's become, well, this year he flat out says, he's like, this was my kick in the dick. My dad, I didn't get into college, and my dad was like, you got to work.
Yeah, and he's like, oh for 9 or something. She was keeping tally of him
you
hitting
suck.
On the girls.
Yeah, you suck tally. Yeah.
All right. Stranger Things season 3.
Last thing, Demogorgon's back.
Yep. In the additional feature. Yep, and they're feeding people to it.
Yeah, so that might tie into season 4, I'm assuming.
It has to. I was reading somewhere online, but you're giving me different information that the Duffer Brothers wrote it for 4 seasons and possibly a 5, and that's
what I thought after one season they said they want to go 7, but I don't know.
This one was released... Like two days ago when I read it, things change
over the past 3
years.
Yeah,
yeah. I think I remember after season 1, I read it, and they're like, "All right, well, we wrote it for a certain amount of seasons. Yeah. We want it to end. That's
but
it.
If Netflix, if you said 4 or 5, we want to do it. Netflix goes, hey, $25 million. Are you going to squeeze another season out of it?
Like, but at this point, I have enough respect for the Duffer Brothers, and they haven't proven me wrong otherwise. Where they said they haven't really done anything.
Have they done anything else?
What is their?
Not really.
No. What is their other work? Anything like? At all.
It'll take me a second to pull up.
I think probably some TV writing. I don't think anything else besides that.
Well, I'm glad that the whole like lawsuit was kind of, or potential lawsuit was kind of squared away.
What was that?
Some guy sued them for
a grip
being his idea.
Oh, no, a grip sued them for basically being assholes on the set to him.
Oh, no, this was somebody.
And then, somebody else like sued for that.
So for what? Basically taking that person's IP?
Yeah.
And they had, I was reading, they had this massive article, I think it was last year when I read it, and there was a lot of comparisons, enough to make me think, oh shit.
Oh, did they snipe it?
Like, it was close enough where, like, all right, well, this could go either way.
Oh, you mean the thing that rips off a bunch of 80s movies, like, rips something off? Like,
no, it was like the actual story. Like, the one girl and all this other stuff.
Literally, these guys. Yeah. The only other thing these guys have done was like Wayward Pines on Netflix.
It wasn't bad.
They did a few episodes of that. Everything else,
Wayward Pines. Yeah,
it's not much.
Was that Terrence Howard and Matt Dillon?
I don't know if they were in that. That was the Werewolf show, the Wayward Pines.
Yeah. It was basically.
Do you guys want
Toby Jones?
So we're gonna get a 4th season of this. Do we want anything past that? Because I think I'm good after 4.
It depends on how good 4 is.
If 4 is on this level, I would say give me a 5.
Yeah, I want...
But if 4 is like 2, I'm like, no, be done.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same.
Here's the thing. I would, if I had the ability, which I probably won't to talk to them and say, do you have story for 4 and 5? because I don't want them to. I don't want them to have story for four, but then be one of those shows where we have a little bit of five, but we can fill it.
Yeah.
I don't want it to turn into that. You don't want it to right be a now, Game of Thrones again? Right now, I think they know. Yeah. Right now, I think they know what they want to do for three, four, and that's it. I think they know 100% this is what we're doing. We already have.
I guarantee this you stuff. They have an idea of where they want to go if they're offered a season five.
See, that's.
Because you have to be writing it now. You have to
well,
be
here,
starting
from
here's
the thing, though, that is kind of unfortunate about this. Like, the kids are going to get old.
Right.
Like, I wish, like, in some ways, like, they could, like, just make another season, like, two or three years.
Well, could you like, do, like, an It to... thing? Because, like, It Chapter 1 was young, and then It Chapter 2 is they're older.
Yeah.
You could, but that loses the magic of the show.
Because you wouldn't have the same kids. So if you did Chapter 5 was, like, 8-10 years down the line, like you can't have Lucas and them playing 26-year-old kids.
Yeah. Right. Well, who knows?
And is it like as interesting if they're like the same kids but in college doing this? Like, I don't know.
I think it's because they're kids. Like, part
of the old. I think one of the biggest appeals is the fact that the cast is all kids. Even though like Jonathan and Steve and Nancy are kids. They're all
27, 25, 22.
No, but
they're all like early 20s.
Yeah, the characters are all they want college, right?
Yeah, they're all like.
Could you imagine having this show as a kid? Like, if in real life, instead of us being 30s, if you were 8 to 10 years old and watching this, like, I would be in awe.
Yeah.
That'd be such a cool show to have as a kid.
I think 80s trends would come back.
They
if
are.
You were in the.
Oh, they are, though.
Yeah, we can get into that later, but. What was I going to say? And it depends on whether or not the people are around, because Jonathan got arrested for trying to smuggle coke over the Mexican borders.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's right.
That was like 2 years ago, though. That was after, it was last like, literally after season two.
Was it after season two?
Yeah, it was
or
like directly after season two.
Is that why he had a visa problem?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I thought somebody had a visa problem.
It's because
is that why he had so few scenes?
Yeah. No, because he's a British...
he did coke, so they had to slow his character down.
Because he's a British citizen and got caught with narcotics, meaning that he's not allowed back in the country. So,
well, you never know, too. Like, maybe, you know, New Mutants will be amazing, and like he just won't come back to the show. He'll just keep making New Mutants. So,
all right, final thoughts on Stranger Things before we move on, because we're going.
We're at 52 minutes right now.
52. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. It's like the seminal moment of the summer, okay?
Yeah, no, Jesus. And we just reviewed 8 episodes. 8 hours of this.
All right. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. No, blew me away.
Yep.
Way better than the previous season.
I need season four. I'm craving
I want it.
Season four.
Yeah, but now we have to wait 18
I'm
months.
Down. I would say there are very few perfect seasons out there of any show.
Yep.
Perfect seasons. Not shows itself, but there are very few perfect seasons. And I think this is just at the cusp.
Yeah,
it's not perfect, but there are so many good things about it where it's hard to say.
It wasn't so L-centric, too. That's what I like. It wasn't all about
I think
her.
They figured out what happened in season two and what people didn't like, and they actually fixed it.
Yep.
Which some shows won't do, because L is literally the protagonist of the show.
And I liked it had a Pulp Fiction-y feel, because you had like 9 different stories all come together like seamlessly.
Yeah, it was really nice.
They did a great job with it, and they didn't go overboard with CGI, and it was still like, I don't know, man.
It wasn't a chore to watch. You know what I mean? Like, I was pissed when it was over. I'm like, oh, man, I want
more. I want more.
I agree.
Also, like, shout out for being, like, having, like, a drug scene, but not actually them doing drugs.
Yeah.
Like, being still very child-friendly.
Right.
I gotta say, this is just, like, a show. Listen, it's not, like, an all-time great, but it's, like, I watch the whole thing, and I get, like, a smile on my face the whole time.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
it's a cultural phenomenon, though.
It's just very enjoyable.
I had Baskin-Robbins Stranger Things mint ice cream. Mind Flayer mint.
Was it good? Really?
It was good.
Just mint chocolate chip or just
mint? It's mint chocolate chip, but it was Mind Flayer mint.
Mint ice cream is a good time, even without the chocolate chips.
Yeah. Well, we can get into an ice cream discussion later, or even go get some because it's freaking hot.
Hot as balls.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Spider-Man.
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 Do we want to save Spider-Man since we're almost an hour
no.
in?
No. Spider-Man.
Or? We got to do Spider-Man.
All right.
You guys do Spider-Man. All right. So Spider-Man also came out.
You need to speak.
I am here. I am here.
The resident Spider-Man geek, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you're the Spider-Man guy.
On July. This came out on July 3rd.
Second.
Second. I'm sorry.
Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
Sam, did you like Spider-Verse?
Oh yeah, I love that.
I couldn't remember.
That's on Netflix, right?
It is.
I just watched that recently.
Yeah, Amy still was amazing. Like between still, three know, movies, right? And that was one of them. I think I like you need to watch ago. It. It's good.
I think I watched it Monday. It was still good. All right, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Far From Home.
Yay!
Far From Home. Quick synopsis.
Spider-Man goes on vacation.
It is after the events of Endgame.
Becomes the Night Monkey.
After the quote-unquote spoiler alert.
What? That's not a spoiler.
Everybody knows who the Night Monkey is, Sean.
After the blip happens.
Did we all like Spider-Man?
Yeah.
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 Okay, go see Spider-Man. We gotta talk. We can't like not talk spoilers in this one.
Oh, yeah. All right. This is gonna be all spoilers from here on out.
We all like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was good.
Go see Spider-Man.
Yes.
Watch Endgame first, obviously.
Yep.
Moving on. Spoiler alert. There's nothing. I got nothing.
You set that up, and I was like, all right.
I was literally trying to think of spoilers, but I'm like, all right, well, everybody's seen Endgame.
They made him not want to be a hero.
Yes.
I love that.
Yep.
I think everybody was so willing to, like, I'm going to go fight fucking Thanos, and I'm okay to die. And he's just like,
I thought they'd do this.
I don't really want to do that right now.
I think it was a great balance of the loom of Iron Man and the loom of everybody thinking that he's going to be the next Iron Man.
Every shot, Tony Stark was in it.
Yeah.
Tony Stark or Iron Man. Like I think
it was perfect.
There was murals everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere for Tony Stark.
Even when he's getting interviewed at that charity thing.
Yeah.
You know, and he has like an anxiety attack. Yeah. I thought the cool thing was the news anchors in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, when they talked about the blips and all the kids that are coming
back. High school
production.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
I thought that was great how, like, they just threw all that shit in. Because, like, you really need to explain it. Like, I mean, that was, like, an incredible event to just, like, kind of gloss over, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, too, because, like, Spider-Man's, like, a very fun and, like, you know, funny movie. So, like, just to process all that, just get it out at the beginning.
And they did it in a funny way, too, which you kind of just alluded to.
With Whitney Houston.
But I think the progression of that whole story arc, just the threat
so that's
at
done,
the,
right?
him pushing
that's the last
Iron
one
Man.
Of that phase.
Phase
yes,
four.
This
phase
begins
three
phase
is
four.
Three is done.
Yep.
So that's done. So whatever's next is like Captain Strange. Doctor Strange is like that's a new thing.
But we were always questioning who's going to be the new kind of leader of the Avengers, and this movie, I mean. In the beginning, it's like it's going to be him, and everybody wants it to be him. Yeah, but then in the end, you're like, all right, well, maybe it could go this way. Maybe it can't go this way. And I thought that whole thing was great. That whole thing throughout the entire movie was perfect.
I really liked Spider-Man's character arc, where you get that feeling early on that he's not the Spider-Man we all know. Like, from, like, comics or TV shows, or even like Tobey Maguire's like last two movies, or like he's not quite there yet. Yeah, he's a hero, but he hasn't harnessed his abilities yet because of the whole Peter tingle. He really doesn't understand what the Spidey sense is yet. He has it, but he hasn't like locked into it, and it's not until the very end. The very end, he finally is like, I know how I can do this.
I think that ties in perfectly with he's overwhelmed with everybody putting pressure on him, and that's why he gives the glasses away.
And he's a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah,
he's a kid.
I think he's only 22.
He's at 23.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
He's early 20s. Can I say something?
And Happy's banging his aunt. Let's not leave that away.
Can I say something that's going to be a bit controversial?
Go ahead.
I enjoyed this, but wasn't thrilled by it. Okay. I thought the story was a little predictable.
Well, we all called Mysterio.
Well, no, I'm not actually even talking about that, but like the whole like, oh, I don't want to be the hero. Well, yeah. It's like, I've seen that before. Yeah. Like the whole like Spidey sense Peter tingle thing, that felt like to me a subplot they cut out of the movie.
Okay.
And yet it felt kind of important. Because at the end when he's like, I got to use it, I'm just like, when was this not a thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know he didn't have the Peter tingle until she hit him in the head with a banana. He's like, I don't know how to, pretty much, he's like, I don't know how to use it. I was like, oh, you don't know how to use your Spidey sense? I thought you just knew.
Like, everybody knows what the Spidey sense is. And, like, this was the first true movie where they, like, kind of, like, I understand where you're coming from, Sam, where, like, him coming to terms with the Spidey sense was kind of the subplot of this movie.
Yeah, it was. It felt kind of important, and
but
yet
they
we
didn't
had like
focus on it too much.
Three mentions of
yeah,
it.
Nothing yeah, nothing about it.
It was passed off as a joke.
It felt like they may have cut that out for time, but maybe. Like it's kind of important. I felt. Mm. Plus, I thought Jake Gyllenhaal didn't do the best performance.
Really, I kind of liked him.
Oh,
I really liked him.
You know what? Here's the
that
thing
monologue he did in the bar.
Oh yeah,
was or whatever that place was.
It's,
his base.
I love
great.
The callbacks. I love the fact that they did callbacks of right. like the guy from Iron Man. And,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
Well, that was
how you know, they Jeff Bridges. I don't think how they
were yeah. actually in those movies. By the way,
no, he's not. But here's the thing. So the comic book Mysterio is a special effects artist that creates like illusions. I'm very happy with how they brought him down to Earth and like put him into the MCU as like former worker for Stark.
Barf.
Yeah, he created Barf.
that was another thing. His motivations weren't very well established.
I don't understand why he like
why he's doing any of.
But no, I don't understand the last part. I understand. I understand where why he's trying to fool everyone because he's trying to get back at Tony Stark because Tony Stark basically embarrassed every single person that was on that team. Like they either got fired or Tony just took their inventions and used it for his own.
Like I get that part.
So there's a vengeance kind of thing there where I almost feel like this could have been a Iron Man 4 plot, but with a Spider-Man villain. But I understand his motive, but I don't understand the like Earth destroying motive. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's
that.
Like this guy shot me, so I'm going to go rob a bank. Like I don't see right. the connection.
Well, he wanted destroying to destroy Earth? The Earth to have an Avengers event, Avengers
yeah,
size
he,
right,
event.
Right. He didn't want to destroy
no,
the
he
Earth.
He didn't want to destroy
no,
the
he
Earth.
He didn't want to destroy the Earth.
Well, he's
he
not
wanted
destroying.
To show off.
Yeah, he
yeah. wanted to stop.
He wanted to create enough destruction,
right?
To and then to beat said destruction and be like, oh shit, you're the new Iron Man. You're
yeah.
the guy because
yeah,
look
the guy
what you just helped
yeah.
stop.
And
like,
then
it was an ego trip. I understood like his motivation and what he was doing, but I didn't understand like, okay, so then what? Like,
yeah, it's like
what
profit?
What's step three? Kind of yeah.
The be on top of the world. Names. I mean, you know, like be the
it's
guy.
The maybe. Power. The power. It's just
yeah.
The power.
But when
I mean,
when there's an actual like event that's going to like
yeah.
Let's say
when Thanos Fing, comes back,
or like yeah. Like grand like Fing Fang Foom, a giant dragon shows up. What are you gonna do?
Drones.
Yeah, he's not. He. I don't think he was thinking like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he thought like everything's been defeated. I'll just be the new cool guy.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, in the let's face it, Thanos is one of the that whole thing was
yeah
rare. Yeah. I can't imagine a lot of people are going to expect other like worse
I,
than that.
You know what I did like in the beginning when they did the In Memoriam. I totally forgot Vision died because I
yeah.
just cared so little about
ago.
Vision.
Yeah. Well, four movies ago,
Infinity War,
or three movies ago.
It would be three if you're looking in the story as a whole.
Yeah, I'm. That's what I'm doing. Because Captain Marvel, Endgame.
And Black Widow.
Yep. Well, yeah, we all remember.
How could we
that.
Forget?
But she died in the most recent movie.
I thought it was fun. I mean,
oh,
I loved
a lot of fun.
The quick. I felt a little Michael Bay in there when they started doing the slow mo.
Oh,
well,
okay.
They did one slow-mo in the bus, which I thought was really fucking badass, when he, like, just jumps up and drops the drone. And then the Edith glasses were cool.
Yeah.
Even the acronym was fucking great.
Yeah. Even dead, I'm the hero.
I love that. And he
that's
does...
So Tony Stark.
He does exactly what we would do if we were trying to get with a girl who was talking to another guy, like...
in high school, strike. Yeah.
Hack his phone and blow him up. And then they catch him with his pants down with the chick, and I mean, it was cool. I enjoyed it. I had fun. It wasn't
I mean,
it was a fun movie.
It was fun, but
I don't want to make it seem like I hated this movie. I enjoyed it. I just thought it had a lot of weaknesses that I couldn't just gloss over.
I didn't think there was that many weaknesses in this one.
I just think the motive was probably the weakest part for me.
Sam, was there any weaknesses in particular? Because I have one that, like, I got over it, but, like, I am still, like, kind of like, what? Like, okay, the whole thing with him getting hit by the train and then just being fine was, like, Okay.
In a Sella train, too. That thing was boogieing.
Right. Yeah, the European trains go 200 and something miles an hour.
It's one of those things where it's like you have to accept that he's got super strength.
Yeah, he's Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man. Like
He did limp through the remainder of the movie.
Yeah, he was hurt. There's no doubt about that. He got hurt from that instance.
True, but like he also got hit by a train going 100 miles an hour.
Right, but he's also superhuman and like can... He's had buildings fall on him, and he's been fine. Like, a train
Sean,
isn't...
Sean, have you seen the driver's ed videos of the train going through the cars? Like, come on.
Right, but I don't remember...
They don't show that video. Spider-Man. It's only car collisions.
I don't remember Spider-Man being in that video.
Yeah, he was there for a second.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice.
He was driving the train.
So I just watched the first one like earlier this week, which I also thought was really good.
What, Homecoming?
I was like surprised that
Homecoming Keaton killed that.
I was surprised how much I liked it, but how does he get super strength? Does he get bit by the spider?
Yeah, they don't. They basically skip over his origin story, which is phenomenal. Because you've seen it so many times.
Yeah,
that's
there's
why.
Five times. For sure.
No Uncle Ben, no spider biting him. Like, they just skipped all that, which I'm fine with.
You didn't need to do it because everybody knows it.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that Into the Spider-Verse does amazing is they're like, okay, everyone knows this, but let's go over this really quickly.
And they're like, boom, 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 boom. Cliff Notes.
Yeah. Cliff Notes version and scene. Like, and that's why Into the Spider-Verse is phenomenal as a movie. It's just they take care of all that stuff so easily. But on to Far From Home. Now, I just like the Mysterio. I mean, we called it when they announced that Mysterio was in this movie. He was going to be the bad guy. I didn't know how.
Sean, they said in the press release Jake Gyllenhaal's the bad guy.
I know. All they had to do for anybody who even watched the 90s show was be like, Mysterio's in the movie. And you're like, oh, he's the bad guy. And they're like, but wait, he's a good guy. Like, no. It's Mysterio. He's the bad guy. Like, that's all you needed. And, like, was I disappointed by the twist where he was the bad guy? No. Because I understand, like, when you realize it was a group effort kind of thing, like all these people are bad, but then there's that scene where they're going like choreographing the fight at the end, and that's when you really understand how insane Quentin Beck really is.
He reminds you of like a Riddler almost, you know what I mean? He's like so smart, but he's like get that screw loose.
Yeah, because like he literally turns all the drones on everyone. He's like, do I have to kill everybody? No? Okay, let's do this again.
I don't know. I felt that was a little generically bad guy.
Let me ask you this, though.
It was slightly out of nowhere.
Spider-Man, does this movie fail with the villain?
No, I enjoyed the villain.
Because I keep like, thinking of ways they're trying
person.
To... I keep thinking of ways they would have tried to put Mysterio in a movie, and this came out as... better than I would have ever expected.
Yeah, no, this is how you introduce him.
The illusions, the whole scene up to him getting hit by the train, that whole sequence of events, I felt was more trippy than the Doctor Strange scene when he goes into the quantum realm.
Exactly.
I loved it even more.
A little stomach sick at that part.
It was great, but like that's the thing. Like you felt for Spider-Man in that part because I was confused. I was discombobulated and like... That's exactly how Spider-Man felt. He didn't know what was going on. Like he thought things were happening that were real that weren't. Obviously, like he was just all over the place. He couldn't tell what was real and what was fake, and that was awesome. I loved that whole sequence.
So contract
part
question.
Of that scene where it's like, this makes no sense that like some of this stuff is happening. Like I understand, like it's a whole like he does illusions, like that's his thing. But it's like, how does he know about like half of this shit? like all Spider-Man's fears and stuff. Like, it was really good. Like, it worked well. But it was just like, what? Well, how does he know?
He's an obsessive, crazy person. So I guess you can just go with that.
So, like, contract. Is Tom Holland on for more Spider-Man movies?
He's got three group movies, which he's already done.
Okay.
And then three solos.
So he's got one more solo.
So do you think they used, I don't want to say wasted a movie, but got rid of this guy, of Mysterio here, to do a bigger, more popular... like arch enemy in the next one because they haven't done like the goblins.
Well,
or...
here's the thing.
I don't know if I want
you introduced.
Those.
No.
Yeah, but
you introduced the Vulture.
Right.
You introduced Scorpion.
Yeah, in prison. Right.
Yeah, he's the guy with the giant scorpion tattoo.
And Mysterio.
And you introduced Mysterio. You're three out of six Sinister Six members.
Okay.
And
see, I don't know this.
The post credit scene gives you an idea that maybe Mysterio's still alive. Because spoiler, he dies at the end, or does he?
Maybe.
But yeah, like, you never actually see him go. Right. So
well, you see him.
I'm
like,
no. I'm assuming no.
Just the recording that was done and released to the press. Who else would have done that?
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot.
Well, that guy, right? Like, they were filming everything. Yeah, the bald guy.
Right. Yeah, but like, I don't know. Like, when did Quentin Beck really have time to truly record all that stuff? Like,
well, the bald guy probably would have manipulated it with that chip thing.
Maybe. We just didn't. FYI, like, the world knows Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
But that's not that's not the important part of scene. The important part of that scene is that J.K. Simmons is back. J.K. Simmons is back.
That, like, honestly, I supported, like, maybe a halfie on that.
Like, I was like, ah! Like, I was raging out in my seat. I was so happy when I saw J.K. Simmons show up as Jameson. I was like, oh, my God.
He's so good at that character.
Yeah, he loves that
character. I don't want Peter Parker to be a reporter, though, or a photographer.
Well, here's the thing. It looks
I doubt he will.
I've yet to see him. When everybody was taking pictures on the boat, he was the only one not taking pictures in Venice when they were going.
Wasn't he doing that? Wasn't he already a photographer and stuff when he got bit in the first one? Well, in like Tobey Maguire's, right?
Oh, don't worry about Tobey Maguire.
No, he got that job after, he was,
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it was his way of making ends meet because he was going into college.
Oh, because that's right, because he was taking pictures of Spider-Man. He would just dress up and basically take selfies.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Pre-selfie.
Whereas in Civil War, it comes out that he's basically recording himself on, like, YouTube.
Okay.
And that's how Tony Stark finds him.
And Samuel Jackson wasn't really in this movie?
Right.
That was, I think, a bigger spoiler.
At the end, I was like, oh, snap. Because he's got to be doing... That's a prelude to Captain Marvel, too, because he's in, like, a fucking spaceship.
Well, it was Captain Marvel 2,
Talos and some other... Skrull.
It's his wife, I think.
Yeah, that was his wife.
Who plays that guy, Talos? Because his voice was...
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yep.
And I didn't see Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I think this is more alluding to... All right, well, the Skrulls are involved.
Yeah.
And I think we'll get to maybe Skrull Invasion...
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like that because they seem like good guys.
I'm okay with them being good guys. So, I like that. But here's the question. When did Samuel L. Jackson, or Nick Fury and Talos switch? When?
I don't assume
it was like the whole movie, right?
Yeah, I don't think Samuel Jackson was
ever there. I don't mean like in the movie. I mean in the MCU timeline. When did they switch?
After the funeral,
That's what I'm thinking, but Talos wasn't there.
He was probably somewhere. He's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, but he doesn't know who Tony Stark is.
Who knows?
Maybe he was the kid.
Wasn't there a random kid at the funeral?
Yeah, that was the kid Iron Man 3 saves him.
Oh, okay.
Talos,
hilarious, though.
Sam Jackson in Far From Home said, I saw you at the funeral, but it didn't seem the right time.
Right. Yeah, so Jackson was there. But
either was there or not there, because that was Talos.
Right.
I don't think it really cares. What are you trying to get at? When does it matter?
It's just like, it's one of those things where, when did they switch? Like, has it literally been
1985?
Right, like, has it literally been Talos this whole time?
Or has it
actually, because there's that throwaway line, joke line in Captain Marvel where he's like, I refuse to eat toast that's not cut in diagonally, but in Age of Ultron, he eats toast cut, straight square. So it's like...
I doubt it was that.
I understand that, but like, this is one of those things where it's like, the fact that they pulled this switcheroo on you makes you think, like, okay, how long has Nick Fury been Talos? At what point in the movies did they switch? Was it after Infinity War?
He makes the mention about the Avengers and saying that I don't know what I'm doing with the Avengers, so I'm assuming after the funeral.
Maybe
because there's one line when he's talking to Colby Smulders and like they're just walking through a building and he's talking about like some like is it a Kree cell or something, or was he saying Skrull?
It would probably be
Kree. Oh yeah, he's mentioned like Kree or Skrull. I forget which one.
It was
like
2 seconds.
Yeah, I remember that too, John.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what was I gonna say? Oh Jesus, I had I noticed, and there was another podcast I listened to where they were explaining, and I realize this now, the way Nick Fury was acting in this movie was different than everything else. So
yeah, can you picked explain up on that? Things. I also listened to that podcast and had the same.
No, I can see why Nick Fury was really pestering him to be the captain next Iron Man.
Right.
Next Iron
because
Man.
Because Nick Fury told Talos, give these glasses, he needs to take these glasses.
And he was really Talos bugging knows. Him. He was on point with that. Yeah. And it wasn't, there was no
thoughts go back
from
to
Nick
your
Fury.
School trip.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to Prague.
Nick Fury always had a plan B.
Right.
Yeah. Always had a plan B. And then
for Talos, it
seemed like he was
Spider-Man was the plan. And
yeah,
the
he was on his back feet the whole time. He was on the back of his feet the whole time.
Even the point where, would Nick Fury be fooled by Mysterio? Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
And in this one, he was I always had a bad feeling about him. And then Colby Smothers' character was like, no, you believed him the whole time.
Yeah.
And at no point was he like, you're wrong. He's like, yeah, no, I know.
No, I think it was just this movie. They switched.
That's what I feel. But
even then, I don't want him to. At this point, phase 3 is done. Let's move on. I know. As is, I'm not even going to think about him being a Skrull.
He's with the Skrull. Why?
That is the bigger question.
So.
On a ship with the Skrulls.
And still looking for his shoes.
Yeah, where did they go?
Well, that's a bigger ship than what Captain Marvel sent them out on. Right. So,
yep.
They're doing something.
You think they'd have plenty of shoes on there?
I don't know what it'd be.
I don't know about you, but when we saw him on that beach, I started getting Valerian flashbacks.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where I'm like, no, don't start this again.
Yeah, right.
No, where's that really douchey guy who thinks he's super hot?
So I think Sinister next movie.
I think it's
movie 3. I think it's Sinister Sticks.
Sinister Sticks.
It's been an hour and 30 minutes. I can't.
Who hasn't been introduced
for the Sinister Six?
Because I am ignorant.
Doc Ock hasn't been.
There's a rotating.
There is a rotating, but there. The
who's
main
your core. Who's your
the
original
main,
six?
Actually, no, Shocker's one of them, so he was introduced in the last one. Mm. Honestly, it's, for me, we've introduced four, two left, Doc Ock, and I hate to say it, Venom. I hate to say it.
Well, did you guys also notice, kind of moving away from Spider-Man, but the contract with Sony and Marvel?
Yep.
They have Spider-Man movie has to hit $1 billion or else the rights go back to Sony.
Why would Sony do that? That's insane.
Well, that's just part of, you don't have the rights forever.
Right.
You don't have the rights forever, but it's a condition.
But, they look at it.
This movie has to hit a bill?
That sounds like something,
I guess.
Honestly, I would hear on a playground. Are you serious?
It was a news article.
So it's
already at 600.
So this movie has to hit $1 billion, or the Spider-Man's rights go back to Fox and they're no longer Marvel's?
No, Sony.
Oh, Sony. Go back to Sony and they're no longer Marvel.
It's technically not Marvel's. It's on lease. So
it's going to hit it. It's already, at 600?
It's at 600. It'll hit it. It might
be
a
week.
It's definitely a second watch movie. I wouldn't mind watching it again, but I don't see this not hitting $1 billion.
Right, and is that in box office only? Or does that include, if Sam didn't watch it, he just buys it on iTunes. Does that count towards that?
No,
billion?
It's box office.
Box office.
So,
I don't know.
I don't want it to go back to Sony, but then Sean will get his wish and get the Venom, the Venom
well,
crossover.
He signed on for 3 movies. He's still got 2 more to do.
Well, it's 3 more with Sony. Well,
right, but that movie made a ton of dough. Venom made a ton of money.
And I'm not denying that. And it was not the best movie, but
I enjoyed it.
I would not.
It's a perfect.
Do
movie.
I think at this point? Do I think
it's my Godzilla?
At this point, do I think
part of that 10?
Tom Holland and crew can carry Tom Hardy in a Venom crossover with Spider-Man? Yes. If the Marvel team is writing the script,
yeah.
Yes, I think they can carry it. If it's like a collaboration, absolutely not. The movie's going to die in a fiery death of splash pages, and that's it.
But it's going to be awesome.
No, it won't be awesome. It will be awful. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't really like how the Venom... I wish it came about the true way.
Yeah.
But whether or not that's going to happen, I don't think Secret War is going to happen. So.
No.
Yeah, so that's the contract deal with Sony. It's going to hit a billion, so...
It probably will. It's Marvel. Been a week, and it's already over, halfway, more than
and
halfway.
And so many there. People are yeah. not home. They're all on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people will see it when they get
well,
back.
Well, it also helps that, like, five-day weekend, because it was released on the 2nd. So...
Right.
I don't know.
For those who had Friday off,
that's,
I did not.
That's Spider-Man. Final thoughts on Spider-Man before you give numbers?
Good.
Yeah, solid entry, but a little disappointing with certain elements of it.
All right. Numbers, ratings.
I'm upset that the two broke up, the fat guy and the blonde chick. I thought they were going to make
it. Oh, their relationship was great.
I thought...
Summer romance, man.
Babe.
that was great, and the scene on the plane of Peter Parker like basically being Iron Man or Tony Stark. Like building his suit,
and that's when you could see Happy like had a smirk because it was like, and Rachel's like, "What's that?" I go, "He's like in Iron Man when he's like tinkering,
and
he's moving his thing." You could see Happy scene. Like,
"I got the music."
That was
a nice callback.
Yep.
Oh, I love that Zeppelin.
Yeah, yeah. You could see Happy was like, "Okay, like Tony's in you."
Yeah,
yeah.
And he had the right choice.
Could I get a parting thought here on Spider-Man?
Go ahead.
Before we do the ratings, I think just. Between this one and the first one, the casting is just like incredible. Like Tom Holland is like so fucking good at being Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's insane.
How long can they do it with
like
him?
He runs laps around the other two.
Oh, definitively. How long can they do it with him being that? Because I mean, he's 23, so I don't think he's going to get much bigger.
I mean, you just jump. He's not going to get bigger, which is fine. He's supposed to be a scrawny little kid.
I think you do one more of high school and that's
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then he goes on to like the college and after that stuff. And
yep. One more and done. I would think.
Okay. I mean, he's young. I mean, I blame him for sticking with it as long as he can? No, I don't blame him.
As long as he doesn't keep...
He's doing a great job, and these movies have been solid entries into the MCU.
Right.
We have at least
I do agree, John. He slays it in the cast. They slayed it in casting. I mean, Holland is, like, just really... I mean, you have, like... We all have those, like, right, Hugh Jackman. Nobody else could be...
Right.
Wolverine.
That's been on my mind for 3 months, and I cannot figure out who I would have... As Wolverine, it's almost
that's why
it's
we're not
impossible.
Casting directors. That's
and you have like Tom Holland, who I'm not saying is perfect, but I go, he's scrawny. He's got a good little cocky attitude. He's got a smirk. He's got some pretty decent range from what I can see in the movies, and he has like seems to work well with a lot of people. I don't know what he's like behind the scenes, but I mean, and then I said to Rachel, I said we got to give a big shout out to Jon Favreau, who basically like pushed the Marvel. I mean.
He started
Marvel
this.
In this,
yeah,
and he's still
Iron
fucking
Man.
Going,
and gave himself a job for 20 years,
and he's tapping Marissa Tomei. I do like at the
he
end.
Gave himself a job for 20 years. I'm sorry, did you not see the 6,000 Disney remakes that are coming out?
Yeah, he's doing Aladdin. And
he's
all
doing
those.
All of those.
He did the Jungle King. Book and Lion King.
Yeah. Right, Favreau's. I mean,
1,000-year remake.
Right. Going from Danny Bateman and The Replacements to this is quite the growth pattern.
Couples retreat.
Right.
I love Danny Bateman.
I got the ball!
He just always has his nose split open.
Go sit down, Danny.
speaking about psychos, like, Gyllenhaal, too, like, I think going through all the villains in the MCU off the top of my head, I don't think there's a single one he would have been good at besides this. And, like, I love Jake Gyllenhaal as an actor, too, but this is, like, the perfect one for him to be. Like, the obsessive, kind of nerdy guy.
Mm.
Did you like, John, did you like Keaton better as a villain than Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, I mean, it was a different kind of vibe. I thought Keaton was good, because Keaton was just, like, a guy trying to, like, take care of his family.
Yeah,
right. I love Keaton. I think Keaton might be my favorite villain in the MCU.
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's Thanos top. Is Thanos, right? I mean, but, like, individual villain, not greater Avengers villain, I think he's up there.
Yeah. From a solo movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Numbers. John, you're first.
All right. I'm going to say 8.2.
Okay.
Sam?
This hurts me, but I'm going to say like 7.8.
Wow. That does hurt you. I agree with John. 8.2.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Going high.
I'm high. 8.8. I think Spider-Man villains are probably the best villains of the trilogy so far.
I agree. In the MCU.
Even in the comics, Spider-Man has the best villains. Spider-Man is like the Batman of the MCU, where like all the best villains go with that character.
Yeah. Also, it's interesting because like he's the only one really in the MCU, I mean, of the movies at least, who's like incognito, you know? Yeah. Nobody else really is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Until
right.
now.
Right, right.
Yeah, until now. So.
All right. So what do you want to give it?
I would give it like an 8.5.
8.5.4.
Okay.
I'll write it in there. I'll write it in there.
Just write it in like, yeah, there you go. Go 8.5.
Yeah, I really
he's,
did
he's
enjoy
been juicing,
it.
So
I really did enjoy it. It was fun. It was a fun movie, and I think that Spider-Man is a fun character, and I think for to be a super, super serious movie with a fun character, I think there could be a disconnect, but it was I laughed a lot
Spider-Man
in this
3.
Movie.
Yeah. And really like
too.
Yeah.
Also an there's something Spider-Man valuable too. In that this movie wasn't like them just like walking around like in Atlanta green screen the whole time.
Yeah,
you know,
they went on location.
Shot there.
Oh, JB Smoove was hilarious, John.
Yes,
from Curb.
Was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God!
I told you, Smoove. I'm a science, but it's the witches,
the witches.
And then they give his background when he's looking through the glasses and says history of witchcraft.
Oh, does it? I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that.
Oh my God, that's great.
And I did feel bad for the teacher that dropped his like super expensive camera in the water.
Yeah, he had such a sad story because it was like, my wife pretended
like a
16-year-old
doesn't want to hear that.
I know,
but my wife pretended to blip. Right? I'm like, the biggest tragedy.
We
in
had
history
a funeral
ever.
For her and everything. Like,
well, the funeral was real, but
there was a lot of funny things.
Oh my God, I felt so bad for that teacher.
All right, shall we get on to the final?
Last possible thing. We're bringing the game back because we got a guest on.
Jesus.
Sorry about the length.
Yeah, no, this is long. So if you
had two really, you had like the biggest thing in the summer.
Yeah, these were two of the biggest things.
This was the last movie I actually wanted to see this year.
Yeah.
This is the last podcast until October. So
quick.
Unless we see Hobbs and Shaw.
Not to derail, what trailers did you guys see in there? I had Midway, which looks awesome.
I didn't have that.
I had 21 Bridges, which is the new
Chadwick Boseman.
Boseman movie. He's his dad's killed. He's a cop. His dad's killed. He is now the cop that hunts down cop killers and he shuts down the city. It looks a very We Own the Night, Pride and Prejudice feel.
Okay.
And then Hobbs and Shaw. I mean, I don't care. I love Fast and Furious.
Extended Hobbs and Shaw,
which is the whole movie. I saw the same thing.
Yeah,
it was the whole movie. All the action scenes.
It was like
were
a 5-minute trailer.
Yeah, I got that
it
too.
Sucks so
and
much.
Then the other
it just
one
ruined
was
all the movie for me.
Oh, what was the other one that I got?
No,
I got
Terminator. Now I don't need to. I wanted to see Hobbs and Shaw, but then I saw that like 5-minute extended thing. I'm thinking,
did you have Terminator? Your Dark Fate.
No, that was in the other movie I saw.
I definitely want to see that. I've never seen a Terminator in the theater.
I haven't either.
I said to Chris,
that's
I texted
future
him, I go,
Chris's problem. it's next year. We'll worry about that. Is it next year or this year?
This year.
Oh, that's still future Chris's problem.
It's
I'll deal with that when
fall,
we get to
so.
It.
Because I texted him, I was like, we should binge them and then like go see it because I've never seen it. That's one that like
this is a drive-in movie,
right?
I don't think it'll be in the drive-in though. It might
be
too late.
After that. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just imagining future Chris coming back in time and telling past Chris to go see this movie
with like a German accent or Austrian, wherever you're
Austrian.
Austria.
They speak German there.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways, moving on.
We have to binge the TV show too before we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Connor Chronicles. Mm. Anyway, so we got our game that we're going into. So Ryan picked 3 topics off the board. If you haven't heard the game before, I'll give you a quick rehash of it. So he's got 3 topics. I have 5 questions of each topic. He gets to choose which one I ask. They everybody, so except for myself, has about 5 to 10 seconds to answer the question on a whiteboard. And then Ryan is going to answer first. If he gets it right, he gets a point. If he gets it wrong, he gets to choose which one of the knights he feels got the answer correct. And if they did get it correct, he steals the point. If not, knights get the point. If someone on the knights gets it right.
I'm just telling you, Sam's going to do everything wrong on purpose.
I know.
Because of the last time.
Here's the thing. Or is he going to do everything correct, thinking that you think he's doing everything wrong?
Sean, Sean, I think he's going to do a pattern. I just have to figure it out.
Let's get moving.
All right. So the 3 topics we have is The Walking Dead, Star Wars, and James Bond. Which one do you want to go with first?
Whatever one's closer to Walking Dead.
He's going Walking Dead first. Okay, first question is, what is Carl looking at right before he gets shot? What is Carl looking at right before he gets shot? And paddles down. Sam, paddle down.
Yeah, it's down.
All right, Ryan, what is he looking at?
Is it a deer?
It is, in fact, a deer, correct. Sam, what did you write? Because you were writing for a while.
Earl the Zombie.
Earl the Zombie. Chris, what
is my favorite character?
Dear John, what did you write?
I thought it was a cow.
Oh, okay.
Like, I didn't mistake it for a cow. I just, you know.
You just thought. Okay. Yeah. No, that's understandable. So.
And isn't the guy who shot him, like, the guy that Shane shot in the leg?
Yeah. Earl.
Yeah.
Earl.
The zombie.
I mean, he becomes a zombie.
Because Shane didn't want to die, so he shot him. Just, hey, outrun the fatties.
All right.
Same, just keep going.
Okay, going right. Walking Dead again. Michonne killed a walker that was important to the governor. Who was the walker? You don't need specific names, just who the person was. Paddles down, Ryan.
It's his daughter.
It was his daughter. For extra bonus points that mean nothing, do you remember the name?
No.
Okay. It was Penny. Penny was...
I do remember the name.
Yeah.
Well, she was like... Yeah.
So that's... Wow. That's 2-0, Ryan.
Keep him on the first couple seasons there, boy.
Yeah. Three more. Well, I believe all of them are...
Don't go to Alexander.
Just read all three questions at the same time.
So it wasn't Earl the Zombie again.
No, it was not Earl the Zombie.
All right. He's my favorite character.
Right? Yeah, I guess so. All right. Here's a tough one. Who goes back to Atlanta to rescue Merle? Name everybody in that party. This is season one.
Everybody in the party?
Name all the people who go back to save Merle.
Dude, God.
Yeah. This was a tough one, but it was season one, so I mean... I feel like everyone has seen season one. All right, paddles down.
Hold on.
Oh.
Do you know? Can you just say how many people there are?
No. You have to remember. It's the point of it.
All right,
Ryan. Who you got?
I had Carol, Daryl, and whoever that big black guy was that died.
You are incorrect. Okay. Carol did not go with them. Do you think any of them got it right?
Chris.
You think Chris got it right? Chris, who you got?
Rick, Glenn, and Daryl.
You are missing T-Dog. T-Dog also went.
Oh, T-Dog.
Yes.
Is that considered Big Black Guy? I didn't remember his name.
How do you forget T-Dog? I mean, come on.
So no points?
No points to anyone on that
so
one.
So I answered everyone, Earl the Zombie. So
all right.
Never watch that show.
Continuing with The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Why not? Who is baby Judith named after? Baby Judith would be...
Does alternate name count?
No, like, what? Who is she? Who is...
Okay.
Judith. Who was named Judith? Where did they get that name?
They call her.
Well, yeah. Wow. Dead air is always tough. All right.
Yeah.
This is a great podcast.
Oh, yeah. All right, Ryan.
He was named after Casey Jones, always wanted to be a detective. Because I have no effing idea.
No clue? All right. Do you think any of them have a clue?
No. Isn't it after, like, who's the hell's... Is it Matt? Who's the old guy? Is it Herschel?
Herschel.
Is it Herschel? Something to do with Herschel's family.
It is not.
It does not. Remember.
Chris, do you know?
Carl's teacher.
Carl's teacher. You should have went with Chris.
I went with a baby.
A baby.
Why would they name it after Carl's teacher? That's such an irrelevant character.
That's how they came up with the name. It's so weird.
It's so stupid.
All right, last question in the Walking Dead category. What is Herschel, Maggie, and Beth's last name?
Do they even say it?
Yeah. So if you have no idea when I say it, you're going to be like, oh, God damn it.
Can
Sam, no, it is not Earl the Zombie.
Shut up. You don't know if they wrote that.
All right, Ryan, what do you got?
I have no idea. But but Maggie had a different last name at the end because she got married to Glenn.
Right, but what was their...
Oh, Smith.
It was not Glenn Smith.
No. Glenn's last name.
Chris, do you know?
Walker?
Wasn't Walker.
Herschel Walker? I thought the same thing.
John, did you know the answer?
I'm going to say Jones. I have no idea.
Jones, no. Sam, what did you say? Earl the Zombie. So that's no points. It was Herschel Green. Yeah. Green.
I just know he got fucking dead, like, in a bad way by a blunt sword.
Yeah, that was sad. All right, so Walking Dead is off the table. We got Star Wars and James Bond. Who are you going with?
Just do three from each now. It's long.
Just do James Bond.
Just go James Bond. Ooh. This is Sam's category right here.
Spoiler.
Oh, everyone knows it. James Bond makes his first appearance in which book written by Ian Fleming? It is the name of a movie, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right. Ryan.
Thunderball?
It is not Thunderball. Hmm. Do you think anybody else here got it?
No.
No, you think no one got it?
I think Sam's going to play coy.
Chris, it is not Earl the Zombie.
Damn it!
Sam?
I was expecting him to pick me, so I put Earl the Zombie. I know the answer.
John, what is the answer?
I don't know for sure, but my guess would be From Russia with Love.
No, but close. It was Casino Royale.
I knew that.
Why was it close? Okay.
Well, you did guess it, Sam. So now you look like an asshole.
All right, next James Bond question. What was the first Bond movie to win an Oscar?
An Oscar?
An Oscar. It won an Oscar.
Does none of these should have count?
What?
Does none of these should have count?
No, this one definitely probably should have won an Oscar.
Sean, do you have what it won?
No, but I'll look it up really quick.
All right.
So nobody sees my IMDb.
Hey, Siri.
No, Siri, no! all right, so, Ryan, which movie won an Oscar?
Goldfinger?
You are correct. It was Goldfinger.
Oh, yeah. Actually
best
song,
effects right? And best and sound effects.
I was going to say, I figured it would have the song, too. Was the first movie Doctor No? Wasn't that the first?
That was the first movie.
Was the first movie.
That's the first broccoli movie.
Yeah, broccoli. Yeah. Not yes. See, Peter Seller.
No Goldfinger.
Ha ha! Cool. All right. Uh-huh. So that gives Ryan 3 of 5. You need 2 more to win.
Oh, we need it's to 5.
It's okay. To 5. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think of Rami Malek being the bad guy? I think that's incredible. That's like
of the new movie.
Yeah, for the next one.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen him play a bad guy yet.
Who's Randy Malik?
But,
The guy who won an Oscar for
Best
Actor. He
was in
the
Pacific. Snoop? Not Snoop.
You watched Mr. Robot?
Yeah. Oh, yep. Gotcha. He was Freddie Mercury. Yep. I brain farted there.
Yeah.
Snafu.
All right. Snafu. Next question. What is the code name of Goldfinger's plan to rob Fort Knox? This is actually good timing on this question, too. That's my little hint.
Oh, shit. Could you say that again?
All right. What is the code name of Goldfinger's plan to rob Fort Knox? Ryan's... finishing up.
Ryan's writing a novel over
all right,
there.
Ryan, what did you write?
Is it Get Rich or Die Trying?
No, it is not from the 50 Cent School of How to Get Rich. No. Anybody you think got it right? You think Sam got it right? Ooh.
Was it Grand Slam?
It was Operation Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ryan gets a point.
Ryan
John called him out and Sam was like, yeah, you want to play that game? I'm going to get this one right.
Yeah.
All right. So I believe we have 2 more James Bond. But Ryan is only one answer away from stealing this away from you guys again. This is sad.
It's very tilted one side.
Is it? Sam could have been just answering everything correct.
He wrote Earl the Zombie for the last six answers.
That's
it. He could have wrote Earl the Zombie for every one, and I could have gotten none. It could have just ended in zero.
Yeah. Although you and John would have to answer something correct.
Yeah, that's the problem here.
Yeah, you guys have to answer something correct. How is Major Boothroyd better known? That is the next James Bond question. I'll read that again. How is Major Boothroyd better known?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, Ryan.
Is it Jaws?
It is not Jaws. Do you think anybody got it right?
Not this time.
No? Sam?
It's Q.
It is Q. Oh, bitch. Wow. Sam got
you
it.
You bitch. You bitch waffle.
I was sitting there going back and forth like,
John, I'm assuming you got that one too.
Well, that one occurred to me, but I couldn't figure it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that I feel like that was one of the easiest ones.
I put Odd Job.
You put Odd Job?
I was going to go Odd Job, but I was like, no, he's like Taiwanese or Korean.
Yeah,
like,
he's literally
like,
named
Odd I Job. Didn't know that was his name, but the way you phrased that, where it's like, no, but he's better known as this, I'm like, so it's either M or Q.
Yeah. One or the other.
I guess it is someone with an alias, which does make the list pretty small.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the last question in the James Bond category. How many times did Timothy Dalton play James Bond?
Oh, come on, man.
Hey, that... Ooh, Ryan did it really quick.
That's what Rachel said.
All right.
Is it? No.
All right. Ryan, what do you got?
Okay, do we count Never Say Never Again?
I'm just...
Okay.
Go ahead.
I had three.
Only one had three. Three
so we
is
are.
Incorrect.
It's incorrect.
Who do you think got it right?
John.
Ooh. John, what did you say?
Two.
You are correct. It was two. Can you name the two?
The Living Daylights.
Yep.
And, oh, damn it, License to Kill?
You are correct. Well, Ryan just won that
Ryan
one.
Won. All right.
He took the five spot, which actually means we could put the Star Wars back up because he didn't get asked.
Didn't need it.
Didn't need that. He only needed he just needed James Bond and Walking Dead.
All right. Well, everybody stretch the cobwebs off. Two half hours long episode. Big, heavy, filled.
Yeah.
You had to make up for last week. Right?
Yeah, we've been off for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so.
It's an hour and 43 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Only
listen,
three
when
things.
You don't do it for a while, sometimes it takes a little longer.
And you did literally have, like, the biggest show drop of the year.
Well, actually, if you don't do it for a little while, sometimes it takes shorter. Not longer.
Yeah, it's usually longer.
Okay. We're talking about ejaculation, if you're wondering.
On that bombshell.
On that note. Well, that does it for us for this week. Thank you, Ryan, for coming on.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Anytime.
Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerdtude. That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye from Earl the Zombies.
Adios.
See ya.